You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So you talked about tracking referrals. That's problematic. It's not. That's one of the things that, especially being in the world that I operate in, tracking where referrals came from, getting them through. I heard you mention you have a defined sales process. All those things in my mind come from being in business for a period of time. You start to recognize, document, and refine processes. But I'm interested to know, how in the world do you track these referrals?
Oh my gosh. It's actually one. I feel like there's a few drumbeats or dead horses that I beat all the time. And the tracking mechanism is one of them, because you don't need a fancy CRM or some fancy database, computer-based system for how you're going to track where your clients are coming from, which is ultimately going to help you track.
So wait a minute, Stacey. Wait a minute. Wait, whoa. You just committed an offense. So you just said that you don't need a fancy CRM to track your referrals? Like,
no. Please tell me. You can have one.
Please tell me more. Like, I'm all ears.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So here's what for everybody listening, there's like, but I have a fancy CRM. Great. I love that for you. You should have it. You should probably keep it. The fancy CRM is only as good as the one that you open up every day. So hopefully you're doing that and you're using it, right? But most people think there's got to be some like fancy mechanism behind how we track. And I teach people, I'm like, it's called an Excel spreadsheet or a Google Doc. Like, I do not need anything fancy. And actually, I need 4 columns on your tracker. This is not complicated. But what I need you tracking is when you get a prospect that comes into your funnel, right? And I don't mean like if they come through like a lead generator, right? Or some type of like lead magnet they can download from your website, that it's going to be hard to track those people. You'll eventually, in terms of like where they came from. But if you're meeting your prospects, right? If people are being referred to you, or you're meeting them at networking events, or they are filling out a contact form where you ask the question, how did you hear about us, right? Like, any of the applications for people to work with me, they have to tell me, how did you hear about Stacey? Like, it's a standard question that's like required, right? And sometimes they don't know. And so we take, I don't know, right? But like, that's fine. But you should be asking those questions through your processes, or just when you're in that first conversation with a prospect, you could be like, hey, by the way, I don't think I know this, but how did you hear about me? It's a simple question. Most people kind of expect it. But tracking it should be super simple. So we're talking about 4 columns in an Excel spreadsheet or a Google spreadsheet, right? Like, what I'm looking for is the date. I think it's important that you track the date. Now, one of the reasons why I tell my folks to track the date that prospect entered their world is because you're not going to close every prospect. And we teach a strategy inside our coaching program at the beginning of every year. We remind our coaching clients exactly how you go back to anyone referred to you the year before that didn't become a client, and the correct way to follow up with referred prospects from the year previous. So the date matters to me because I want you to be able to reference it. But whether it's the month, it's the date, it's the year, whatever, is a date column. The next column is the name of the prospect. Like, who is this person? And if you want to capture their company name, that's great too, right? If you have a place where you're tracking like their email address and their phone number and stuff, you don't need to put that in the spreadsheet, but you can. But I need you to track the prospect's name. Then the next column, the third column, is the source. How did they hear about you? Did they come through a Facebook ad? Did they meet you at a networking event? Did they happen to work with you 20 years ago at the same company and now they do something where they can hire you, right, with what you're doing now? Or were they referred to you, right? Whatever it is, right? Have they just been a LinkedIn follower forever and finally decided to reach out to you? Whatever it is, track the source. And if it's referred to you, I want you to track that as the referral source's name. So it may say, you know, met at XYZ networking event. And then the next line down that was referred to you may say Stacey Brown Randall, because Stacey Brown Randall is the referral source. And then the fourth column is just the outcome. And you can track the outcome with a yes, became a client, no, didn't become a client, still in process, or you can track it by the revenue. Right? How much money did you make? Because at the end of the day, for every client you close, there's a dollar amount associated with them, at least in that initial revenue or that first year revenue. Track that as well. Because what that helps me see, and what this would show you as the business owner, is looking at it from the perspective of which sources are working. I can clearly see and can tell you, I don't do math very well in my head when it's publicly because I feel like I'm being judged. So whatever 2016 is minus 2023, how many years is that?
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.